you know, builds us up on that. Because patience has to have its reward. Otherwise, it's useless. It's just a useless skill. You know? I mean, you can, like I said, if the bus isn't coming, you could be in, it's nice to not be raging there. You know, waiting like, where's the bus? And getting really flipped out about it. But you're no better off sitting there quietly and just oh, well, I guess we'll just wait for the bus. And it never comes. You should just get up and leave. Now, that's not being patient, but it's being wise. You know, maybe at some point, right? If you're sitting there waiting for the bus, eventually, your patience runs out. And maybe you do not lose your cool, but you get up. You make a phone call, you look around, you find out, oh, the bus got in an accident, or the route changed, and no bus comes by here anymore. So what I'm saying is patience is a quality of a man of God, but used with wisdom. And so also when it comes to these things, the reason I started talking about patience, and I didn't think he mentioned it here, but he's talking about sowing seed. And, you know, the farmer who sows seed waits patiently for the produce of his field. That's my point, is that God will abound towards us. He will cause us to reap, but we have to wait patiently for the harvest. You know? To every good work, not just to these good works, but to all the good works of God. He hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. It's got to be Psalm 112, verse 9. I'm curious about the context of that, because I think Paul had it in mind. Yes. Let me read Psalm 112 in this context. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. To the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid. Until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. It's repeated. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved, and shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. This is it, the man who fears God, the man who seeks righteousness and who lives by it. You know, you see all the blessing that God shows on those who have faith in him? The fear of the Lord. It's essentially faith. Believing God does what he does. Believing God is who he is. Knowing God is to fear him. And I'm not afraid that he's going to abandon me or afraid that he's going to do that. I know God as much as I know him, I should say. From what I know of God. The little I know him. I know it is true. He is faithful. He's kind. He has shown his kindness to me. I'm not going to believe he's going to deal harshly with me, because that's how he deals with the wicked. Well, I believe I will be his son. Well, the fear of the Lord is to know that that is how God deals with the wicked. Therefore, he shall not deal that way with me. But there's always a fear that, like, you know what? I am believing on the promises of God for something greater in my life than what has been. But what has been, God could judge me to be wicked. And he could treat me that way. I fear lest a promise being left that I should fail to enter into his rest. I don't want to leave behind any of the promises of God. I want to see every promise that God has made concerning the righteous fulfilled in me. Because that makes me sure of my election. That makes me sure of his fear. In what sense do I mean that? That I'm on the right side of it, you know? I mean, look, you read in Psalm 112, blessed is man that feareth the Lord. What does he have to fear? God's blessing him. Exactly. How does that all relate to the fear of God? It relates because it is to be on his right side. I know what God can do. I want to be on his right side. He that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your right. You know, he gives you seed. You know, they give seed to the sower, and also bread. The seed turns into bread, and it turns into more seed, and it multiplies what could be sown again. Increase the fruits of your righteousness. Those are the greatest things we could prosper in. So I don't really look to prosper in a monetary sense as much as I want to prosper in the spirit. Because seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Now he that hath forsaken this or that and this and that for my sake shall have abundantly more so in the world to come and even in this world. That's from the Lord. And he said, father, mother, sister, brother, houses, land. Right? But it's not like, oh, well, you know, hey, give up your family today and get a new one tomorrow. We be patient. And when I say give up the family, I should wait till I get to the passages where Jesus talks about that. Because again, there's a sort of duality. It's like, well, wait a second. It says we have to take care of our family. Of course, your children. It means, like, let's say your extended family, and they are opposed to you following the truth and, you know, and the Lord. You need to forsake them for his sake. Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. This goes back to verse 8. You know, God is able to make all grace abound towards you.